All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train and D-Train.
Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick,
dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt. It is the Carpooling Podcast. We are your hosts, D-Train and Christopher Lloyd. Welcome back. All right, so midway through last episode, Derek and I were arguing about Popeyes.
Oh, shit, I forgot to look it up.
So I looked up some shit, and this is what's going down. I had it written on my phone. My phone died.
No!
So I don't remember everything 100%, but this is what I got. One, okay, we're driving by Popeyes right now. It's Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen.
Where is the writing?
Right here. Look on it.
Okay. It says Popeyes.
Louisiana Kitchen.
Look at that sign.
Yeah, I know, but look underneath on the
actual
sign.
No, look at that sign.
Okay. So Popeye's Louisiana Chicken, which is owned by another company, okay? And you don't need to, you only if the name is trademarked,
right?
There's a beef, you can get sued. So their name of the chicken place is Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen. So that wins for them.
They have that whole thing trademarked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Popeye's Supplement rented the trademark from the comic Popeye the Sailor. So
okay. They
are just like, so they can only use it for as long as the, you know, license is around. So they have to keep renewing the license.
Yeah, that makes sense. In case they like, say they fuck up and they like get some giant steroid scandal.
Yeah.
Popeye doesn't want to be associated with that.
Yeah. And you can have the same name as businesses as long as they're in different provinces and shit.
Oh. Owned or operated in different provinces?
I'm not sure. It's on my phone. I don't know.
Okay.
One of the two. But you can. It's not really that much of a problem. And you can have the same names with no beef as long as they're different items. So, again, chicken. They're selling chicken.
Right.
And the supplements place is selling workout shit.
Was there any talk of someone trying to sue anyone and failing?
No.
Or they just knew right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Apple thing, it was actually why they were getting sued, because you mentioned the people getting sued for the Apple thing.
Yeah.
It was actually the logo. They had an apple as a logo with a girl with a silhouette of a face on it, and it looked, you know, pretty convincing that it was Apple. So Apple's like,
okay,
that's not happening.
I knew it had something to do with the logo.
Yeah. So that was that beef. So there
and
you go.
How about
everybody.
The WWF one? Why did that? Why
I
was
don't know,
that
I didn't
a problem?
Look that one up.
Well, that totally, based on your rules,
yeah,
that wouldn't have been a problem.
I guess not.
But it was.
Maybe it wasn't. Who knows?
Oh, they didn't willingly relinquish that
title. Well, the WWF would have been first. So they would have had it. Okay, I don't even want to get into this again. It's on my phone, and I can't fucking back the shit up.
Okay.
So I gave it to you as best as I can. All
right.
For someone who didn't even look it up themselves.
That's true. I did plan on it.
Right, right.
You know.
Do you want to fight again?
Yeah.
All right. So anyways.
I was wondering, was that a fight? Were you egging me on?
Was I egging you on?
For ratings?
I was, and then I mentioned it. I released the episode today, and I was like, yeah, if anybody's wondering if we were fighting, it was just all good and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't fight with people.
So anyways, I completely forgot about the WWF one.
That's what I mean. That would totally change everything. Because what you just said would mean that wasn't a problem. And clearly it was, because one got sued, and there's no way they would have willingly...
Yeah, but you don't know for 100% that they sued them.
I know that there is no way they would willingly relinquish that title. I remember
WWF.
It was a big fight.
Yeah, but you don't know if they got sued or what happened.
Yeah, maybe they agreed.
Maybe
based
they
on
just said whatever happened. So maybe WWF Wildlife people had it first, trademarked, and they said too many people are coming, thinking that we're the fucking wrestling shit. And then they were like, and then the judge was like, okay, I understand, and you guys were first. So WWF wrestling, you have to change it because too much shit is getting fucking looked at. Like it's not. WWF, it's not World Wrestling Federation, it's WWF, they say.
And I'm sure if they just said E.
Yeah, but I'm sure they could have just kept WWF or World Wrestling Federation or something and weren't allowed to use the fucking letters at all. It's whatever just, the reason was.
What is it now? Just WW, right?
I don't know. I don't even watch it. It's Raw. I know it's Raw.
Okay.
Professional wrestling. And again, that's the States, and I guess there's certain things. I don't know. For the most part, it said nobody should have beefs with anything, especially if you're selling different shit.
We've got no closer to a definitive answer.
Then you fucking look it up. I don't know. I didn't give a fuck about WWF. I was worried about Popeyes.
Yeah.
And then I figured it out.
I don't buy it, man.
Whatever.
You still don't know.
What do you mean? I just answered the Popeyes one.
Okay, you just said that. Okay, you said A.
I answered the Popeyes one. That's all the only one I fucking
care
about.
But then why?
Why, what?
Why was the WWF thing a problem? Based on, you just gave us two facts.
Right.
Based on those two facts, that would not have been an issue. It was an issue. Why?
Okay, well, I'm sure if we had a cell phone, a quick Google search would tell you why the WWF had to change their names. The wrestling people.
I will not relinquish this until next podcast.
Whatever. I'm done. I'm turning this off. I'm pissed off again. I'm out. I'm not talking anymore. You do all the talking in this episode. You carry it.
No.
You carry it, man.
This is like when Wayne's World, when like, what's his name leaves the set and Garth is just like, oh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. I completely forgot about WWF. But I'm not looking at it anymore.
I'll do it. It's my turn.
Nuts.
It's my turn.
A lot of work.
A lot of Googling.
A lot of reading.
A lot of typing.
Stupid shit I don't care about. Like fucking, according to Act 72 of fucking Bylaw Canada 1.
Well, you got into the nitty gritty?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you just...
Nah, maybe. Who knows? Fuck off. So anyways, next topic.
Vaping.
Vaping. And we're not talking about the cigarettes. We've talked about the cigarette ones. And you know my opinions on the cigarette ones. But now we have this new topic of vaping weed.
And what's this one called? I forget.
Vaporizer... No, at... Most ATMOSRX.
All right.
So like Atmos prescription, right?
Right.
That's what an RX is, right? Is it prescription?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So these things, apparently you can just put fresh weed or any kind of herb, as it says. It doesn't say weed.
Like
it just
lavender.
Says herb. Lavender. I don't know. Incense.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, I guess. Whatever you want to inhale. You know, there's all the legal shit, like blue lotus flower and all this stuff that you can probably put in there. And I guess it's supposed to, you know, it heats it up and it just turns into a vapor. So it's like a portable one.
Yeah. I've heard that it's a pain in the ass to clean. You got to clean it every time. And apparently that gets tedious.
Every time you use it or every time you change it?
Like every time you change it, which is probably after every 4 or 5 pulls.
Really? That's a lot of work.
I know.
Like that's almost too much work.
I know. And you got that little bristly thing. That'll help.
Yeah, like if it's just like a quick bristle.
We got to look on YouTube how to use it.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool. Like, you know, it's if it works out, then it's very handy to have.
Yeah, you could sneak it into a theater even.
Theater, anywhere.
Anyone try to get high and watch a movie, halfway through the movie, your high goes away?
Yeah, you come
not
down.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you can keep it going.
Yeah.
I guess it depends how much weed you can get in it. If it's like the littlest amount that fits in there.
Doesn't it look like it is?
Well, I guess if you cut it up, it'd probably be all right. Yeah. Like, you could get quite a bit in there. For, like, yourself? Like, if you weren't passing it around and shit?
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll taste test the puppy.
Takes 6 hours to charge when you first buy it, apparently. And we don't know how much it costs. Because as soon as I learned of this, my fucking phone died, and I was very intrigued, but, so I was unable, I only know the name because I kept reading it to myself so I remember.
Oh, cool.
I was like, what is this? Because I wanted to look it up when I get home.
Yeah, well, fuck, we gotta, whenever we get our hands on one, it's gonna take us 6 hours, so.
Yeah, it said 6 hours to charge the first time, but it takes 2 hours to charge fully.
Does it need to be fully charged?
It says the first time you should do it like that, or the battery life will suffer for the entire duration of that battery.
Okay.
And it says to use the supply charger because the volts could be all fucked up, which is all normal stuff. Should use the charger that they give you.
Okay, cool. We're avoiding some serious traffic, my friend.
Carpooling pays off today. What is that? Oh.
Is that Saltman?
Saltman. Yeah, okay, so usually on this show, I talk about Derek's car and I make fun of him for it or yes. haze him. It's actually going opposite today, on the other side of the spectrum.
Really?
I turn on the car, okay, and I look down at it, and it goes, it may be icy.
Oh.
It told me from the weather, somehow it knew that it was going to be icy out. It could be icy out, and to drive carefully.
Really?
I swear to God, I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is fucking unbelievable.
I pre-programmed those messages.
Did you?
No, yeah, like, don't wreck this fucking car. Yeah. I should have went after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
No, that's cool. Was it icy?
No, I mean, it's like around freezing temperature, like ice rain or whatever, freezing rain. It wasn't really icy. I mean, it looks like it's going to be shitty. And I think it's getting really cold tonight. So, like, you know, all this rain will turn to a nice, slick surface for the drive tomorrow. I fucking knew it, man. I didn't say it.
What?
I didn't say it, but I was thinking about it today. Every time that fucking buzz comes on, I just notice it's around the same spot every day.
All right.
And then I thought about it today. I was like, I should tell Derek first thing when we get in about it, and I forgot. And it was right around the same spot.
So is it the bridge?
I guess whatever around that area is, right near that bridge, yeah.
It's train tracks, right?
Could be train tracks.
So maybe all those metal tracks is like a antenna.
Right.
It's fucking sucking
it up. Yeah. But the thing is, like, this is all wired. There's no wireless shit on this thing.
Mm.
So it has to be some kind of signal that's hitting the microphones.
No, that's a fucking secret little thing going on.
It must be. We found it.
There's all kinds of secret shit if you just keep your eyes open, man.
Yeah.
Look at Aurora.
Yeah, Derek.
I won't mention it, but I fucking
swear.
Go ahead.
Tell them what Aurora is.
I worked at a thing. I had to go from reservoir to reservoir all over the place. And there's so much underground shit in the city that you don't even fucking know. I know.
Okay, this is Aurora.
Yeah, no, this is Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
Because I used to do this in Toronto. And I went, there's some underground things that no one even knows. Like, you could be on a field and not even realize you're playing on top of a gigantic underground, aquifer. Like, where that's holding all the fresh water in these giant square concrete, like, almost look like Olympic swimming pools, only okay. from here forever. They're right. everywhere, right?
Right.
And as anything with big things underground, you have these metal poles that ventilate them. They come up, they pop up wherever you see these things, and then they look like a little, like, candy cane sticking out of the ground, because if it wasn't the other way, you know, creatures and rain yeah. and everything would get in there and fuck it
yeah.
up.
Yeah, it's kind of like those toy speaker things at playgrounds, right?
Just like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so wherever there's those, they're ventilating something. That's what they're for. And they're in this one little area of Aurora. There's fucking hundreds of these. Everywhere you look, there's one of these things hidden somewhere.
Right.
There's definitely things all under the ground in this area. I don't know what they are. It could be just
yeah.
the water.
That's what I was going to say.
Holding
I think,
tanks.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
And you never told me that part. So I'm going to go with the water part.
Yeah. But there's just too many of them.
Right.
And too close proximity to one another. And normally, when you have one of those, this isn't universal, but somewhere along the line, you have big water towers.
Right.
Because the gravity is what feeds our pipes.
Right.
The pressure. So, I mean, I don't see a lot of those in Aurora, where we are, unless I'm just missing the location of it. And you don't really need them, but I don't know, man. And there's some kind of army base on Industrial Parkway, where every once in a while, when you're driving by, you'll see like a truckload of dudes all in army fatigues at this one unmarked building.
Right.
I don't know. I'm fucking crazy.
It's like
obviously.
Indiana Jones shit.
But what's going on here, man?
Ark of the Covenant
yeah.
there and shit.
Underground shit, army people.
Yeah.
Something's going on in Aurora, folks.
It's possible. I mentioned this to my wife, and she said, like, you know, it'd be stupid not to have, like, military bases in, like, the biggest city in Canada.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
right around the area. It's not necessarily Toronto,
point,
but you think that, you know, if some shit happens, you want to be able to be like, yo, army, get over here, and not come from Borden.
Right.
You
right.
know?
There is a website you can go on, and you've probably seen it on Reddit, where if you click an area and you pick, okay, they show you a list of every atom bomb that's ever been, every atomic bomb that's ever been detonated. The biggest one is that Russian Tsar bomb, Tar, T-A-R,
right.
whatever, Tsar bomb, whatever it's called. That's the biggest one ever. And they let you drop that anywhere you click your mouse, and it shows you the blast radius of, like, instant death, the fallout zone,
yeah,
and the blah, blah, blah.
And then
blah.
The wind and shit, doesn't it do that too?
Yeah, it does about everything,
all,
man.
All the fallout.
So, yeah. I guess if you were to, where would they hit? Like, the CN Tower?
As
New
it,
York?
Like, a drop out? Yeah, okay, like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's probably, that aurora is probably just outside of that initial radius.
Right, right.
And even if it's not manned, like, if it's a big underground thing that's not manned, there's just, like a fucking truck full of guys that only need to whatever, it's there in case.
Right.
And then could be put, like, you can't build it after the fact.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't
it's
know.
It's waiting.
Maybe I'm crazy.
In case something happens.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So you had, Chris had an idea. We get one of these cameras, and we just feed it down one of these candy canes.
And check it out.
See
what
we're looking at. Yeah. There's nothing illegal about that. There's no sign. There's nothing illegal about that.
Yeah, but the government doesn't need,
yeah,
like,
obviously.
They're above the law, right?
Right, so of course.
If it's not illegal, it's still illegal, whatever, they'll find a way,
yeah,
throw you in jail.
But I wonder if they're monitoring. There's even the government, they're not perfect, man. They're,
yeah,
not monitoring anything. They're not doing any better job at work than any other person you see at work's doing.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know. I want to check it out, man. How much would that cost, a camera with a rope?
Not that expensive in this day and age. You need one that could see in the dark, though. Because
right.
It could be all dark.
Yeah.
So that's where it kind of can get a little expensive.
What about...
Because if there's no light whatsoever...
Could you tie a GoPro to a string even? Like,
let's
get low tech on this shit.
Yeah. You can even, like, monitor it from your iPhone, like,
while
as it goes down.
Oh, dude.
But again, you need light.
Cost?
You need light. I have a whole bunch of GoPros at work.
What do they cost?
Depends.
In case it fucking...
If we lose it, yeah, like, the good one that's better in low light is, like, probably, like, $400.
Oh, shit, I can't risk that.
But, yeah.
No, but
and
you,
that's not even a good one for the low light. Like, it's crap
shit.
In
no.
dark.
These little dollar
shine,
store
like,
LEDs.
Flashlights and shit.
We'll just tape lit up, you know.
Yeah, no, but that only goes so far. Like, if it's, like, a huge open thing,
right,
like, that little light's still not going to do that much. I mean, you can get lenses and do it. Like, we could probably do it.
That would be enough, though. If I just saw the big open... And then I would know. At
what
least
it was.
Know, okay, I'm not crazy.
There's something there, yeah.
Yeah. So that would
Fallout
be enough
shelters
for me.
Or some shit.
Yeah, like it.
Or the
in
water.
The apocalypse, I would walk right over to that fucking candy cane with a shovel. I would just
start
digging.
Digging.
Yeah.
What's
We're
in here?
Get down to the bottom
you
of this.
You crack open and you kill all, like, the people that we need to keep alive.
Yeah.
In Canada.
The chosen ones.
Yeah.
No, I would. I'd check out what's under there. Every single one of them. Man.
Yeah. Derek plays a lot of Fallout,
yeah,
so he likes to go exploring in the wastelands.
Yeah, man, I do.
Now, we'd be fucked for, like, 50 years, wouldn't we?
No. Actually, people's concept of nuclear explosions is way off, man. If you were out of the blast radius, and you can't disturb it, mind you, and you let everything settle for, like, a year, you could fucking go.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
could,
but you still get fucking cancer in your
right,
family for generations and generations.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be bad. Like, you could go out
you
there.
Couldn't go outside and burn, like, fucking instantly catch on fire or whatever.
No, you'd be relatively safe
But you get
move.
Poison. Yeah, but you'll get poison.
Right, but
like,
you could
from radiation.
Travel away.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
From it.
But it depends, too, like, on... Remember the show, God, I don't even know the name of it. There was some show about that, and all the major cities got hit. But then, like, in some of the areas, fucking, there was, like, big, like, storms coming.
Is
like,
that the day the earth stood still?
No, it's not a movie. It's a TV show. It's called Jericho. That's it. And then, yeah, then because the rain was coming to these storms, it was pushing all the fallout all over the place. And it, wherever the rain was going, it was following it.
Never thought about that.
So it just
rain.
Kept pushing it everywhere. But, I mean, I don't know. That was also a TV show. I don't know how much factual science...
There's these little things you can buy. I don't know if you're like a prepper. I don't know where to get stuff like this. I think the best thing you could do is go to Bass Pro. But it's like, it looks like an accordion and you attach it. Like say something like that did happen and we sealed off the house completely, right?
Yeah.
You need fresh air getting in and out, right? So you take turns on this thing. It looks like an accordion. You just put it to one of the windows. Everything else is sealed. And you just pump it in and out like an accordion. Good air comes in, filtered air, shit air goes out.
Right.
And then you can keep your house ventilated while you're waiting.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool to have one of those.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Would you have to do that the whole time?
No, but you'd have to make sure
like every hour
someone was doing it. Like you could do it for like, have a guy do it for an hour and then you could quit probably. And then like 4 or 5 hours later, yeah. That guy could do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's a good idea. Yeah. I wonder how much those accordions cost.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen them on that show, which I think you'd probably really like, man. That Doomsday Preppers. Oh, three right. Seasons of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, great show.
Was it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be curious to watch it, because, like, what is, like, the plot of, like, each episode? Like, a plot of an episode is just following these guys and then just setting shit up?
They take two people that have already spent their entire life, not entire life, but a good deal of prepping.
Yeah.
Like, and they already have their whole situation established. A crew of, I don't know who the fucking are, they never really go into detail, of experts and panelists go in, evaluate the guy's food source, his plan, right. His water source, his shelter, everything he needs. And then they rank him, and he goes through the whole thing showing everything. And then they rank him from 1 to 100 and give him an estimate of how long he would survive.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like, some of them are crazy. Some of them are just retarded.
What's like the most years, you think? If you can remember.
A good group, I thought they were retards. There was two groups that had entire compounds set up with all kinds of livestock, all kinds of water filtration things, and all kinds. And they would be like, oh no, you give you a couple years in that. Well, no, that's how fucking humans survive. Like, you don't give the guy in the Amazon with nothing, like 2 years, he's going to have generations of family.
Right,
there.
Right.
If this guy has a farm, soon the metal's going to, you know, whatever, but they're not going to die.
Yeah.
That's like saying redheads, hearing the thing, oh, redheads are going to be extinct in 100 years. Well, no, they're not. Somewhere one fucking kid is still going to have red hair.
Yeah, yeah.
1,000 years from now.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, just that kind of mentality. They're not thinking.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, the redheads definitely in bloodlines.
Yeah.
Like, it's in my bloodline, I don't even know.
That's what I mean, like.
You know? And that shit keeps coming. Like, once it's in there, I don't know how long the generation goes, but I know what you mean. Like, it goes for a while.
Yeah. Like, even still, like, two people are going to have kids. Like, slowly, yeah, there'll be less and less, but they'll, like, for years, they'll be.
Yeah, right. Redheads. Like, but, like, how do they base it on, like, do they say, like, okay, if this was, you'd be right on the outside? Like, if you have a farm and shit, but it's still in the fallout area, all those animals would die.
Oh, they don't go
during
into
that
nuclear
part, right?
Oh, that's another thing I didn't tell you. It's not always a nuclear blast.
Okay.
Like, one guy might think, and it's true, like, some people don't have the same fears. One big fat guy that's on it, like, that he was on the show, his biggest fear was an EMP.
Right.
So he had everything cased in this certain shit that if an EMP went off, it wouldn't affect whatever was inside different boxes he had. Like, that was his fear. So they ran that scenario for him. And what would happen next? Okay, now people, and always like, okay, now, yeah, okay, you have resources and shit. What are you going to do when someone comes and takes it from you? Like, how are you going to stop that from happening?
Yeah.
And I remember the one episode, there was a group of Christians that had their own farm, self-sustaining. And there's one guy on it who's like, listen, I know you're all peaceful, you're all Christians, but when they come, we're going to have to fucking do something.
Yeah.
And the leader was a chick, and she's like, no, we're not doing anything, no matter what. And they ran a thing, and the producers had a test where they came in to take the stuff, and easily they got it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they had a vote at the end to see, oh, are we going to have guns now, or are we going to keep doing it? And only the one guy said guns. The other Christian said, no, we'd rather die when they come to take our stuff than kill. And they actually voted him out of the compound.
Really?
He's out now.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a real life. Like, these guys live like this.
Right, right.
And he got kicked on the show. He actually packed his things and left the following.
Right.
Over this.
He bounced. Yeah. But on the show.
Yeah. I don't know if he went back
it was
after
real
the
life
cameras
or not.
Left.
Yeah.
But. You know, that's what they had us believe anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how they do the stories. Makes sense. Yeah, I'd probably check it out.
Yeah. One girl stocked up on like 600 condoms.
Condoms?
Her plan was literally to trade, you know,
condoms?
Sex and different things for food and stuff.
Right.
That was her plan.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. I guess you wouldn't want to get pregnant, but if it would... Well, I guess it's another mouth to feed. Just pull out.
Yeah. You don't want any kind of fucking weird STD where there's no doctors around.
Wouldn't those, like, just die out eventually?
Yeah, you'd hope.
You would think they would, eh? After many years.
See, I read somewhere where we're not supposed to live like we do, and that's obvious. Like, the best way, like humans, not the best way, but a really convenient way of humans, right? You know how we say, how come we eat all kinds of good food, right? And we live 100 years, but if you gave even if you gave a dog the same food every day, he's okay, right? You could give him the same kibble every day, or a cat, and they live their life and then die.
Right.
Well, that's fine. But if you want to live till 80 years, then that's different, right?
Right.
So.
No, wait. Don't you just need like a little bit of veggies and a little bit of protein?
Yeah.
Like you could eat the same meals every day.
Right.
Couldn't you?
We technically could. There's a few things we can't synthesize, like vitamin D, we can't.
Yeah, right. Or, you just gotta go in the sun.
Yeah, the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. But, oh shit, I lost where I was going with that.
The dogs could eat and live forever.
Oh yeah, so humans, yeah, like why, like humans, like we're supposed to live like how, like cavemen, like we start having kids at like 17, we have 4 or 5 and die by the time we're like 27.
Right.
And that's just fine for humans, right? Like, but now we want to live forever, right? It's like a human as a species I'm talking about.
Right, right. Well, you would think it would have to do with our conscience though, right? Like we don't want to die.
Right.
Where the animals don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't care. I think.
Well, they don't understand the concept of dying.
Right. Unless an elephant or something. They say they understand.
All right, elephants understand
they
it?
They say that, yeah.
They have a conscience? That and dolphins.
Dolphins,
but
too.
But dolphins don't give a fuck.
Indians, all of India just outlawed dolphin in captivity.
Yeah, it makes sense, man.
Saying they're a sentient animal.
Well, it makes sense.
There's a few. The magpie is a bird, an octopus, an orangutan, a bunch of the great apes. There's a few other ones that are, they're saying they're just so smart that, you know, they can't, they just should, there's no, they just shouldn't be allowed to be captive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Whales, killer whales.
Yeah. That's what all those movies are about.
Yeah, I never seen that. Do you?
Nah. I don't want to watch it. Make me sad.
Yeah, me too.
I watched The Cove and that made me sad.
What's that one?
That's the dolphin one. Oh, no, the shark fin one? Wait, is it dolphins? The Cove. It's... I don't know. I think they're chopping off the fucking fins of something. Sharks.
Yeah, sharks then.
Yeah.
For the soup.
Yeah, but why did I want to say dolphins? For some reason, I want to say dolphins.
Toronto for that.
I mean, it must have been the sharks. They just fucking... There's like a whole group of them in this one cove all the time, and then they... Like, at certain times of the year, then they just go in and chop off all the fins, and they're all slaughtered.
Jeez.
They just left to die.
I know they just did that to a big pod of whales in Japan. They filmed the whole thing. It's fucking brutal, man.
Yeah. Delicious, though.
I'd eat it. I'd try it.
Why not?
I've never tried it. Didn't you try it?
No. Oh. I didn't try any fin soup or anything.
No, not the fin soup. The whale steaks.
No, I never tried any of that
shit. I'm not eating no fin soup. Fuck that.
It's good, they say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All I remember is in Toronto, them banning it. And then, like, there was supposed to be a major protest at City Hall. So yeah. Some of us, you know, we're there, and like fucking 4 people showed up. Like 4 Chinese people were like, "We want to eat the soup."
Yeah,
and they
had
no support.
Yeah,
but so
they say that. I mean, I don't know. This could be just bro science. I don't know where I heard it. I can't back it up, so don't take me for that. It, you know, they just, you don't even eat the fins or anything. It's just like to make the broth.
Yeah,
that's like all it is.
And apparently, it's flavorless.
Yeah.
Like, has no real
flavor. What a waste.
Flavor, yeah.
What a waste of delicious shark that you could be eating.
Yeah, eat the shark, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I bet you shark would be good.
Yeah, they'll eat you. Eat them.
Yeah. At least I think they'd be delicious.
Well, I can't see why
if their fins are good, wouldn't their meat be good? Their fish bones?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Like a cat. You eat them and just leave their skeleton. Like in the cartoons.
Right, right.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. I wonder if cat is delicious. You ate dog once.
No.
You went to a restaurant that sold dog.
I think I fucking ate dog by accident.
And you didn't... It tasted okay. If it was dog.
I can't remember, but I'm certain it was dog.
Yeah. But it was like a dog burger.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. I didn't order it. My buddy did, and he fucking had like hair in it. It was a fucking animal. It wasn't a cat.
Yeah, could have been like a raccoon. Well, I guess it wouldn't be
raccoons.
Whatever
they have access to. Probably a dog. It really probably was dog.
Yeah. I know they do eat dog.
I would eat a dog. I don't care.
Yeah. You go for Grimace, first one.
Yeah, I'm fattening him up.
Grimace is the first one to go. He's all fucked up last night, man. He was barking at something.
Like
at the windows.
At the windows?
Yeah, and I was like trying to watch. And then, of course, fucking my wife all night waking up like, "What is that sound?" Like, God, it's nothing.
I will fucking, you text me. I will go outside and patrol that shit.
No, I went out. I went outside and looked. I wasn't a little bitch.
No, but you mean you probably don't want to get up and wake everyone up.
No, I went out and I was watching to see if he was eating. But, you know, it could have been just somebody walking by, like on the road. you know, and he caught like a shadow, or he heard something like next door neighbors, like maybe the dog bark, or they don't have a dog there anymore. But
that's perfect, though, man. Like, what if someone really was creeping around?
Yeah, but
he's gonna let us know.
Yeah, but a lot of times he doesn't even do anything.
Yeah,
like sometimes he does it, and then a lot of times like he doesn't even care.
You horrible fucking.
Yeah, it's like once in a while he fucking goes nuts.
Like that. How was he behaving that one time there really was someone in the backyard?
He didn't even know.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, but then there's times like where he acts like this, which is strange, and then he won't even come to bed. He just like he sits in the living room waiting, and he won't come. So he is watching or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's all right, I guess.
He's a good boy. That.
Yeah.
Is he old? I forget. 6?
Yeah. Same age as Lexi, so.
He's got plenty of time left.
Yeah. You know. But we give him, like, pancakes every day and ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, let him live the good life.
Yeah, let him have...
No, but people do that. And, like, that's... Like, you can't give... You're not supposed to give dogs, like, pancakes and bread and shit.
No, I know.
Bad for them.
My dog ate himself to death.
But, again, like, it's that, you know, weird thing where it's, like... Should you let him live even happier? Like, what he wants to eat, deliciousness, and die 5 years earlier? Or live 5 years in agony, eating cardboard boxes?
Yeah, fuck that. I feel so bad when I put that kibble down.
For the animals?
But they eat it.
Nah, they have no choice.
I
like,
give
whatever.
Them three things. I give them the my cats the grass to munch on, the cat grass, a wet food, and a dry food, and they eat all three of them.
You give them wet food?
Oh, yeah.
And they got stinky breath?
No.
I guess all cats have stinky breath, don't they?
No, actually.
No? You brush his teeth?
No, I don't. I think they just
the grass maybe cleans it.
Yeah, maybe that.
Yeah.
I let them, even to this day, I let them out in the backyard, even in the snow. They go out there and eat up all the grass for 5 minutes, and then I let them back in the house.
Right. And they don't escape?
Never.
Even if they saw something in the tree?
No, there's been a couple times, like, your wife has come back and seen me sitting out there with them.
Yeah, I've seen them out there with you,
too. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They don't run.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just curious, like, somehow. If they ever bolted.
Yeah, one time they climbed under the fence.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Because you know how neighbors are.
You don't want
me in the back, they're like hopping the fence.
Yeah.
So I caught a stick, and they like this game where you drag the stick on the ground.
Yeah.
And they chase after it. So as soon as he heard it, he was stupid enough to come back over the fence to play with me.
Nice.
So I was like, yeah.
The one attached toes?
Yeah.
That one? Yeah. Grimace, he can fucking get under the hole to go over there, but he can't come back. So he fucking goes over there,
and
then he can't come back.
Why can't he come back?
I don't know. He can't fit in the hole or whatever.
It's a one-way hole.
Like, he must have to squeeze through. I don't know. Maybe he's just being stupid.
We got two options.
And I have to fucking go and sneak back there and grab him. Like, I don't knock on the doors or anything. I just run in the back, open the gate, grab him, and bolt out of there.
Damn.
Wonder,
have you met these new people?
Nah.
Me neither.
Nah.
Hey, she's running. Sometimes when I'm getting up to leave in the morning, she's coming home from a run.
Oh, yeah?
In the morning. Like,
that's
fuck,
good.
What time do you get up, girl?
Yeah.
Or woman?
Same time as me, maybe.
Yeah.
She'd be around the time. Kid? I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them.
They're all bundled up when I see them.
Yeah? Are they Canadian?
They're Canadian, yeah.
Yeah. Mexican Canadian?
Jessica said she saw them and told me they're Canadian. I don't know any truth to it because I haven't seen them.
Well, we're asking if they're white.
Yeah.
People listening.
I picked up on what you're putting down.
Yeah. We're not racist.
No.
Get out of our neighborhood.
We don't want to have to burn everything.
Get out of our neighborhood, people.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I don't really see them. So. Yeah.
Are they quiet?
Mm-hmm. I don't hear them. Okay. So, yeah. But I don't even know when they're home and shit.
I'm in the basement. I don't hear them.
Maybe they're doctors or something.
Holy
they're rarely
shit.
Home.
Maybe
you
they
know?
Can give us free scripts.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to get some of those scripts. You should put some of your like medication in there and see if it smokes. Like if you could smoke like a crushed up pill or something.
Are you smoking my oxys again? Yeah, but you can still use them when I'm done.
Yeah. They last way longer this way.
I think guys
used come back
to,
as a tweaker.
Yeah, like do that with their weed and then sell the weed after.
Right, because it comes back like... Almost the same looking.
Yeah, like just if you really abuse it, it's brown.
Yeah.
But if you just were to do like 3 or 4 hits, you could suck the THC
out
and sell it to a kid.
Right.
That would be lame. Don't do that to kids.
Yeah.
They need their weed too.
It's hard enough time getting weed. And I'm a believer of karma. And then that shit will happen to you.
Yeah, you're a believer of that?
Yeah, for sure. Cool. But sometimes I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever.
I think it's true, and I act as, like, I don't think it's true, but I mean, I act as though it is, but right. Obviously, I don't fucking.
Just coincidences.
Magical forces.
It's like a series of coincidences.
It seems, though, doesn't it? Sometimes seem like it really fucking does work out.
Yeah, like, perfect example is that beer girl.
What one?
The one that was sitting outside Tim Hortons that I wait for you to get off. And she asked me, she's like, I need to ride the bus. Do you have any change? And I was like, nah. And I walked to the car, and then I looked in my pocket. I had $3, and I was like, maybe she actually needs to take the bus. So I give her the money. I go back and I give her the money. She says thanks. She doesn't move. So right there, I already knew. I was like, oh, well, whatever. She's not actually going to take the bus. And the very next morning, not even like 12 hours. Yeah, maybe 12 hours later. I find $5 on the floor of the gym.
Boom.
I know, right?
It works that way.
Yeah. So, it is possible, I guess. So, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
You know where that Food Basics is now?
Yeah.
I drive over there with Jessica. Being nice for someone. I think someone someone needed a ride. I think it was like Phil or something. Not him, but like one of his relatives was in town and wanted some catfish or something. And I was like, all right, Phil is fucked. So I'll
catfish?
Try. Yeah.
The food?
Weird. Yeah, it was okay. Weird. So I took them there, and sure enough, like a complete asshole, I lock my keys in the car.
Right.
But I'm doing a favor, right? So I'm like, oh, this sucks, you know? So I go, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to walk home where there's a spare key. On the walk home, $50 laying on the ground.
Nice.
Or if I didn't do that favor, I didn't lock my keys in the car, I never would have seen that $50.
When was this?
Oh, like years ago.
Oh, I was gonna say I lost $50.
Yeah. I actually stopped a homeless chick on the way home that was looking around on the ground. I'm like, hey, did you lose something? She goes, yeah, my pills. I was like, okay.
Yeah, later.
I don't know.
Later. That would have been a nice find too. Pills and money.
Yeah.
The best of both worlds. We are out right now. This is a short episode.
Later.
Bye. All right, everybody, that is it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. As always, I would like to thank www.radiounique.ca. Go there, check out the media work if you need any photography or video or graphic design. Message me through the site, info@radiounique.ca, and I'll give you a quote and then mention the podcast after that quote, and you'll get 10% off, which is awesome. Play with D-Man on Xbox Live. His account is TheGrinch54. Play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @CarpoolingPod. And you can follow me on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let the world know what you think about the show by leaving a comment. Seriously, it only takes a second and it helps out immensely. On behalf of Derek P. and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Bye.